your city. These are your stories. We're back with more local talk on the Mike Farwell Show on 570 News. Simulcast on Rogers TV, Cable 20.
On the second Tuesday of every month, we like to check in with our friends at CMHA Waterloo Wellington for a little bit of a checkup. And we're joined this morning by Allison DeVuy, who is the Director of Strategy and Community Engagement. It's always lovely to see you. Thanks for stopping by, despite the crazy weather we're having for November.
It is crazy today, yes. Thanks for having me.
You have a great campaign that is about to launch. I believe the 22nd of this month is the actual launch date. It's called Show Your Soul. What's it about?
Yeah, Show Your Soul, S-O-L-E.
Ah, like on the bottom of my shoes.
That's right. So this is, I'm so excited for this. This is a very creative way to talk about mental health and really just have a better sense of mental health awareness going forward. So the idea behind this, Mike, is that mental health, unlike a lot of forms of physical health, you can't see. And you can't see the soles of your shoes. So we're asking folks to show their soul. So it's a little bit of a play on word. And the idea here is we're getting folks to paint the soles of their shoes, mental health, teal green, and then they show them. And the idea there is I'm coming forward. It's okay to come forward. I'm going to show my soul. And it's encouraging others to come forward and talk about mental health.
What a clever idea. And so it's one of these other ways that we're working on normalizing these conversations.
That's exactly it. It's the next frontier, right? So we know that if you can create a safe environment in which people can come forward and say, you know what, I'm not myself today, something's up, I'm having either a bad day or I'm having a bad period of time, and I want to come forward and get help, the first place there is to feel that they're stigma-free, that they can come forward to friends, families, co-workers, coaches, teachers, anybody in the environment that they feel safe to come forward to.
You know, you talk about that environment, Allison, and I have to think about the corporate environment that I work in. A lot of times, I think some of us here in Kitchener might forget, but this is one small piece of the overall Rogers puzzle. It's a national company. We've got tens of thousands of employees, and I don't want to spend too much time dwelling on the big news yesterday when our company had to let go of a very big star and a very well-known personality, but I think it speaks to fostering an inclusive environment. And, you know, it wasn't too long before that where we received these weekly emails about what's going on in the company. And we were reminded that, hey, if you're ever struggling with this, that, or the other thing, we do have this hotline that you're able to take advantage of. It's part of our employee assistance program. But businesses do and can play, do have a role to play in this, and they can play a role in all
they
of this.
They absolutely do. We spend a lot of time at work, don't we? And so it's a huge influence on our mental health, probably one of the biggest, apart from our family. And so there's a huge role that businesses can play in making sure that they are providing a psychologically safe place to work. And employers are starting to understand that there's actually an economic value to this. So a couple statistics for you. We know that happy employees are 31% more productive. We know that people tend to be three times more creative if they feel happy at work. And that there's an 87% more likely that they are loyal to the company. And this statistic is actually the one I love the most, which is for every dollar spent that a company spends on creating a psychologically safe place to work, there's $2.73 saved in employee absenteeism. There's less likely that people are away from work when they're just not feeling well.
So with the Know Your Soul campaign, how do businesses get involved? Do they implement initiatives such as this? Can they show their souls? How does it all connect?
That's right. So we are about, on the 22nd, we'll launch the showyoursoul.org website where we're creating a whole bunch of toolkits and information for local businesses. So this is just in the Waterloo-Wellington area where we're saying, here's what you need to know to become a psychologically safe place to work. This is what it means to be mentally well in the workplace. And we're offering training programs, as well as an employee toolkit, as well as information about programs and services that CMHA and other mental health and addiction providers are providing. So the emphasis of Show Your Soul is on the corporate community, and it's to say, we're trying to take care of people at home, we're trying to take care of people in our healthcare system, this is the next frontier.
Yeah, you know, it kind of reminds me a little bit of our conversations around sleep. When you sit back and think about it, if you get your 8 hours, that's one third of your day. But you touched on it, Allison. We spend, honestly, as much time at work as we do with our families, in our beds, getting rest, all of those different things. It's a really important key piece piece of our lives.
It is. And, you know, I mean, we all know, too, that the modern workplace extends beyond our 9-to-5 day. We often take it home with us. So a lot of the tools that we're working with communities locally here and corporations is really about how to allow employees to interact with each other. What are some of the normal standards there that we want to implement so that, again, people feel that they're finding the balance in their lives? What are the working conditions, literally from how much time do folks get to go outside to what's the lighting like in certain places, that actually are huge contributors to your mental health?
And when you talked about those bottom line sort of statistics before, what business would have a hard time getting behind the idea of happier employees leading to greater productivity, lower absenteeism, and so on down the line?
That's right. And we know this. In fact, a lot of the big businesses, and I'll shout out to Sun Life and a few others that have actually made this a huge priority for them, have increased the amount of funds available to their staff to actually access programs and services, but are also making this really a destigmatized environment so that people feel free to come forward and talk to their bosses, to their colleagues, and say, I'm struggling today, the same way that you would struggle with flu season or something that's a physical health. This is the exact same thing, and yet they're seeing the real benefit on their bottom line, which is the important thing. There's an economic benefit to this.
The website is showyoursoul.org, and we'll look forward to the campaign launch on November the 22nd. Allison, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Mike.
Allison Demuy is the Director of Strategy and Community Engagement with CMHA Waterloo Wellington. And just like that, we're out of time for another day here on the program. Brian Burke and Kitchener Today are next on 570 News.
This hour of the Mike Farwell Show brought to you by Omni Jewel Crafters. If you want to pay more, go to a big store. Want to save big? Go small. Omni Jewel.